It's time for Nicole Sandler and the Progressive Voices Network.
The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th Capitol attack has subpoenaed a few more allies of the former guy, including Roger Stone and Alex Jones. The committee seeking testimony and documents on the planning and financing of pro-Trump rallies in D.C. on January 5th and 6th, and the subsequent march to the Capitol and the riot. The chair of the panel, Representative Benny Thompson, said in a statement, quote, "We need to know who organized, planned, paid for, and received funds related to those events, as well as what communications organizers had with officials in the White House and Congress." Now, other Trump allies have refused to cooperate with the committee. And separately, the Biden administration said in a court filing on Monday that the former President Donald Trump's presidential records should be turned over to Congress. You think? With just a few days to go before Thanksgiving, COVID-19 cases are on the rise across the country and around the world. The daily case rate is about half of what it was at this time last year. That's according to data from Johns Hopkins University. But the current pace, which is about 92,000 new cases each day, is up 16% from just a week ago. The picture is even worse for children, with new cases up 32% from 2 weeks ago. That according to new numbers published by the American Academy of Pediatrics. Meanwhile, a federal judge said this weekend that she would not block the Biden administration's vaccine mandate for healthcare workers, while a Florida lawsuit challenging the mandate moves forward. The Biden administration also petitioned the court to release the stay on his vaccine mandate for companies with more than 100 employees while the challenge works its way through the courts. New data from the CDC shows that the risk of dying from COVID-19 is 14 times higher for unvaccinated people compared to those who are fully vaccinated. This reflects data collected through October 2nd from 24 health departments, representing more than a third of the total U.S. population. The nation's still grappling with the images out of Waukesha, Wisconsin on Sunday. The suspect who drove an SUV through the Christmas parade, killing five people and injuring at least 48 others, is Darrell E. Brooks Jr., 39-year-old man from Milwaukee. Police are confident he acted alone and also said that there's no evidence that this is a terrorist incident. The driver faces five charges of intentional homicide, and more charges are possible. Reportedly, he was fleeing from a domestic disturbance involving knives. Among the dead are members of the Milwaukee Dancing Grannies, who've been bringing joy to Wisconsin parade crowds for decades. Lots of children are among the injured, with at least two still in critical condition. While the jury's deliberating the federal civil trial against the organizers of the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia in 2017, and prosecutors in the trial over the killing of Ahmaud Arbery gave their rebuttal to closing arguments made by the defense on Monday, some legal experts felt the defense's arguments were racially insensitive, and they led to Arbery's mother excusing herself from the courtroom. That part was this, delivered by the defense attorney, Laura Hoag.
Turning Ahmaud Arbery into a victim after the choices that he made does not reflect the reality of what brought Ahmaud Arbery to Satilla Shores in his khaki shorts with no socks to cover his long, dirty toenails.
You can't make that up. You also can't make this up. Congressman Louie Gohmert has announced he'll run for Attorney General of the state of Texas. Maybe that means he will vacate his congressional seat? One can hope. Well, if you're a federal contractor, here's a holiday gift for you. Federal contractors will be guaranteed an hourly minimum wage of at least $15 in all new contracts with government agencies beginning on January 30th, 2022, according to a statement from the Department of Labor. The change is expected to impact about 327,000 workers. And if you're feeling the pinch at the gas pump, well, the Department of Energy will release 50 million barrels of oil from the nation's strategic petroleum reserve, that according to the White House Tuesday morning, as the Biden administration seeks ways to control rising costs at the pump. Of the 50 million barrels, 32 million will eventually be returned to the reserve over the years ahead once prices come down again. December's right around the corner. The midterm elections are 11 months away, and states are now finalizing their new congressional district borders ahead of those 2022 midterms. With Republicans holding a majority of state legislatures, they have a big advantage in drawing the new districts, something that happens every 10 years as the new census data is released. The Washington Post reporting that in the 15 states that have already approved new congressional district maps as of Monday morning, the number of districts where the 2020 presidential margin was within 5 percentage points has fallen from 23 to just 10. The new maps in these states have already netted a double-digit increase in solidly Republican seats compared with previous maps there. Other states are also considering maps that have attracted accusations of extreme partisan gerrymandering. And that's the main reason it's so important to pass the Freedom to Vote Act. That's a compromise alternative to the For the People Act, which would, among other things, end partisan gerrymandering. Great minds think alike. 150 scholars and professors of political science issued a statement urging Congress to carve out an exception to the filibuster to pass the Freedom to Vote Act. They warn that if Congress fails to pass the legislation, quote, democracy will be at critical risk. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.